Welcome back to the American Heritage Podcast. I'm going to do something a little different than what I have been doing in this season, and I'm going to bring you guys a bunch of interviews with formerly homeless veterans. If you didn't already know, I'm on the board of directors of a nonprofit in Wichita, Kansas that's called Passageways. That group helps homeless veterans get off the streets once and for all, and they do that by providing them free shelter in a group home. They hook them up with psychology that's donated from Wichita State University. They get them hooked up with the VA, they get them hooked up with clothing and all the medical care they could possibly need, get their benefits rolling, and these guys set goals. And the goals are, okay, I want to be back on my own feet in 6 months or whatever it is. Every goal is different for everybody. And then once they hit those goals, they graduate. And when they graduate, they're given apartments, they're giving full food and all expenses paid essentially for about a month, just to give them a little bit of a buffer zone before jumping back into the daily grind of things. There's people who are lining up to give jobs to these guys. They want to hire veterans. So Passageways is facilitating all of that awesome stuff. Wichita has really shown up big time for these guys. And what we want to do is start kind of a podcast / YouTube thing where we're interviewing guys who have graduated from this program to share their story on what it was like to be homeless, what it was like to find Passageways, and what they're up to now. I want to report that as of right now, there have been 80 different people who have graduated the Passageways program, none of which have slid back into homelessness either, which is awesome. That's a 100% success rate for the people who have graduated, which is fantastic. So we want to bring you guys these interviews and help spread the message of Passageways and homelessness in general, but specifically veteran homelessness, which is the largest demographic of homeless people. And of that demographic, women are the fastest growing demographic of veteran homelessness. So one of the things we're doing to help combat that is in the future, we're trying to have more residences available that can house women. Because right now, we only have one house. And that house obviously is not co-ed for reasons you might imagine. So what we want to do is open it up to where we can have more people, and specifically women and families. And part of the effort to spread that message is this podcast. Today's show is Tony Macias. He was a Army veteran. He was homeless for a time before finding Passageways and has since graduated the program. He's got a great job. He's got a new family, a new house, and things have really turned around for him. And I want you guys to listen to his story because it's awesome. Here it is.
All right. Sounding good. Looking good. All right, I think we are ready.
Cool.
Hey, Tony.
Hi.
Thanks for coming.
Not a problem.
So, you're a graduate of Passageways, right?
Yes.
So, when did you graduate Passageways?
Oh, God. 2017? I'd have to look, actually.
So, it's been a while, huh?
It's been a while.
Okay. So, you were in the military, obviously.
Yes.
So, where did you grow up in Wichita, I guess?
No, I grew up in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Got married. My wife was from here. We had kids. Got divorced. And so, here I stayed.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
what branch of the military were you in?
I was in the Army.
Okay. So, you were from Wisconsin. You joined the Army. Where all were you stationed?
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Fort Knox?
Campbell.
Campbell, Kentucky. Okay.
It's a weird base. 90% of the base is in Tennessee, but the command building and the post office is in Kentucky. So that's why it's in Kentucky.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So what was your MOS?
I was, first, I was a 75 Bravo Personnel Administration Specialist, and I got bored, and I talked to my first sergeant. I was like, hey, can I get in with EM platoon and do some earth-moving stuff? What do you want to do? Combat engineer, equipment operator, something. And so I, after about 6 months, I got retrained as a sea truck operator.
Yeah.
So 62 Echo.
So that's heavy equipment?
Yeah.
So bulldozers,
light equipment,
dump trucks, that kind
of
stuff?
Well, we were light equipment because we were in a light air assault division.
Okay.
So I think our heaviest equipment was probably a JD-450. We didn't have any of the minesweepers, anything like that. That was left to like 36 engineers out of Fort Benning. They had more heavy equipment than we did.
So you guys were an actual like airborne unit then too?
Air assault unit. Yeah, okay. we did regular exercises with the units that we supported.
Okay, cool. So. And how long were you in the Army?
I was in the Army 4 years.
4 years?
And I did 3 in the reserves when I got back to Wisconsin, and I was like, I don't know, this unit kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's not the same, huh?
No, yeah. It's not.
So why did you get out of the military?
I don't know. I thought I had more to do.
Yeah.
So yeah. It took a while to find out what that was, but
yeah, it usually does for a lot of guys.
Oh yeah.
I know. Myself included.
Yeah.
And I've been there. So you got out of the Army, and yep. So you just walked right back into civilian life, civilian jobs and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's can be kind of tough, though, sometimes, huh?
First job I had out of the Army was construction. Yeah. And it was through a friend of mine who I actually served with, and he's like, hey, you know, my boss is looking for reliable guys. Come on over. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And turns out it was a bunch of veterans. And kind of felt right back into the fold, as it were.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So you worked there for a while, and
yeah, I worked there for 2 years.
Okay.
and company folded, and so I moved here.
Yeah. So you're in Wichita.
Yep.
And so
I have been for 10 years.
Okay.
December. Yeah, December will be. December will be 11 years.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
So, when you're in Wichita, what did you do initially when you were in Wichita?
Initially, I wanted to go back to school and went for a semester trying to figure out what I wanted, but I'm just like, well, let me start going to school without figuring out what I want to do. Huh. Wasn't a good idea.
Kind of waste a lot of money that way.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
GI Bill can dry up pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I've been there. I know what that's like.
I'm just like, all right, this isn't working out. So I went to work for a hazardous waste disposal company.
Okay.
So.
All right. So at what point did you get hooked up with Passageways?
I was in a bad relationship, and it had gone south almost overnight. I was at work, and I got a message pretty much saying, hey, you can come back and get your stuff, but that's it. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I got off work that morning, and I think it was a Thursday. And I went to the VA, and I'm like, you know, I need to talk to somebody. I'm just pretty much became homeless. And God, what's her name? Connie Gervais was, a liaison at the VA. And she's like, well, there's these ladies that can help. They run a place called Passageways. It's for veterans and veterans that don't have anywhere to go. I'm like, I think I fit that qualification now. So that day I was able to meet with was it that day? Yeah, I think it was that day that I was able to meet with Jennifer and Susan, and they're like, yeah, you know, come on to the house and we can talk, you know, start some paperwork and get you a place to stay. At the time, my kids were a little younger. 8, 7, and 6. I think they were 7, 6, and 5. But it was a new thing to kind of have the rug pulled out from under me, not really have an idea of where I'm going to go.
Yeah. I can only imagine that's probably pretty tough.
Oh yeah. I'm just like, all right. I had, of course, had to let my ex-wife know. Hey, I just lost my place to live. You're gonna have to hang on the kids for a while, but thankfully they were out of town. So she's like, what happened? I was like, I will explain when you get back. Yeah. She's like, okay. I think that was in June. I think it was June of 2017. And I was there until December.
Okay.
At the time, I was working at Ericsell, building air conditioners for RVs. And one weekend, I was helping somebody put a deck together, and I hurt my back, and I ended up losing that job. I'm like, oh, okay. Now what? I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going to get kicked out of the house, or something's going to happen. And they're like, oh, no, that's fine. I was just amazed that they're like, it's a setback. You'll be fine. I'm like, what? Okay. They say I'm going to be fine? All right, yeah, I'll be fine. So, did some job hunting, did some apartment hunting. Got a little disheartened probably around Thanksgiving. And right after that is when things started kind of turning around. So, found an apartment that was willing to work with the Salvation Army. And by shortly before Christmas of 2017 is when I graduated. I was able to, you know, with the help of, you know, Jen and Susan and the volunteers and donors and things like that, I was able to give my kids a really good Christmas that year. I wouldn't have otherwise been able to. So.
That's an incredible story.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. I know those aren't the easiest stories to share. And
they're not, but I mean, if it's going to help other people be like, hey, you know, this program, it works if you try. That's all they ask, is that you try to better yourself while you're there. Leave there better than what you came in. And you do.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. So, do you happen to know what number you are as far as...
I think 37 was my number.
37?
I think so.
Your number 37.
So...
And I think they're over 80 now.
Wow.
Yeah. So you were one of the first half.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what do you think, if you had any advice to give somebody who might be homeless, you know, what would be your best advice that you could impart to somebody who's in that situation?
I would have to say, find out about passageways. They can do some pretty amazing things. They've got connections to people, places that, you know, would offer chances you probably wouldn't otherwise have.
That's
why I'm in the situation I'm in now. I'm engaged. I have 4 kids. My stepson being one of them. We have a nice home in Northeast Wichita. Our kids are going to great schools. I've got a great career going. Working at Spirit AeroSystems, and who doesn't like playing with Legos? So that's basically all I do, multi-million-dollar Legos.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's it. So
that's awesome. So things have really turned around.
Yeah, they have.
Glad to hear that.
And I'll be going back to school, hopefully in the fall, on Spirit's dime, for mechanical engineering.
Awesome.
So
that's a hell of a benefit.
Yeah. Awesome. It works.
Yep. Well, thank you for your story.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for listening to the show. Be sure to check out the new website at www.AmericanHeritagePodcast.com. There you can find blog articles that I write, and also there's a tab for merchandise. There you can find new shirts that I have. I have one on right now. It's called the Max Effort, and it features an F-105 Thunder Chief dodging an SA-2 North Vietnamese anti-aircraft missile over the Ho Chi Minh Trail. This shirt was inspired by a conversation I had with Wild Bill in one of the earlier episodes. Be sure to check out that episode and head to the website to pick up your shirt today. Thanks for listening to the American Heritage Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share with your friends. Also, if you wouldn't mind, please consider being a donor. You can click on the support tab at the bottom of the show notes of this episode and every other episode. If you do that, you'll help offset some of the costs that come along with podcasting. Also, I will give a percentage of the proceeds straight back to homeless veterans via the Passageways LTD organization. They help homeless veterans get off the streets once and for all. So consider being a donor today. Once again, thanks for listening.